5.4, Notice of Review, 42 Station Road, Roslyn.
Thank you, Chair. This report relates to a review submitted regarding an application for the erection of extension to dwelling house at 42 Station Road, Roslyn. The proposed extension will be at the rear of the property at ground level in line with the existing extension, and with the second floor being provided above and on top of the existing single-storey extension. A plan and application for the proposed development was refused on the 30th of October 2015. A copy of the relevant papers are included in today's statement, and the review is to be determined by way of written submissions. The local review body obviously carried out a site visit yesterday and saw the site. And again, Chair, once a decision is made, the decision notes will be issued through yourself and made available on the case file.
Anybody want to say anything after we saw that property yesterday?
Well, if no one else, I'll start off then. The house that we saw had been extended before, and I appreciate the planners who think it was going to be very bulky. For me, it rather looked like it was going to level things off. Okay, it's going to end up with quite a big bulky building, but I thought it'd almost be an improvement on what was there already. I'd be minded to allow this appeal. I didn't see anything roundabout which would detract as significantly from it in the other housing situation. So I would, as I say, I'd be minded to allow this appeal.
Thanks, Bob. Ian?
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. I felt that it was, the aspects of the existing building were a bit unsightly, particularly the windows above the, I don't know if that is an extension, the bit that was sticking out to the side, and beside the roof itself. And I felt if it were to be levelled off and made more square, I think it would be a more attractive building. So I'm minded to agree with Bob on that.
Okay, then the planning permission is granted.
Again, Chair, just to confirm, is that subject to the one without prejudice condition in the report? Just checking on the materials. Okay, so that's just to clarify, that's a grant of planning permission for 42 Station Road, Roslyn.
Which brings on to item 5.5. Notice of Review for New Mills Road, Dalkeith.
Thank you, Chair. This report relates to a review submitted regarding an application for the change of use from offices to 2 one-bedroom residential flats at 4 New Mills Road, Dalkeith. A plan and application for the proposed development was refused on the 26th of October 2015. Again, all the papers are contained in today's paperwork. Site visit was carried out yesterday, and this review is to be determined by way of written submissions. And again, following today's decision, we'll issue a decision notice through the chair and make it available on the file.
You recall this is the one just across the road. Anybody want to say, Peter?
Yeah, one of the issues that was raised by the planners was the issue of the noise that the club, or whatever it's called, below on the ground floor would cause the future inhabitants of the flat. And I wonder if we could somehow, in our section 75, have a very clear understanding that anyone that buys that flat could never come back to the council to say that we allowed them planning permission for this area, knowing that there was all this noise from the club downstairs. Otherwise, I would support the applicant in appealing and allowing it to happen subject to that condition.
Okay, Peter, Adam?
Yeah, that'll probably be correct, because we took the noise wardens off this morning at the budget, so there wouldn't be anybody to complain to for the racket that's coming for the Peppermint Park. But I agree, I mean, if this isn't converted into flats, I mean, I was speaking to Jamie yesterday, I mean, I don't think there's any demand for office accommodation in that area or in that particular building. So, I mean, it's either that or something lying empty. But as I say, if there is any noise for Pepper, they'll have a job actually getting anybody to deal with.
Thanks, Chair. Yeah, Peppermint Park is a nightclub. I mean, it's only open two nights a week. The rest of the weeks it's not open. we were granted for WH Hull across the road that used to be the old mill, the bookie shop. We put two flats up there, which is directly right across the road for the nightclub. I've never heard anybody complaining, but I'm like Adam, if it's no converted into a flat, it's just going to lie empty because they can't get it rented out for office space. Now, the lady that had the premises, she used it, that was her office which was working, which is now retired, and she's looking to sell it. Now, I've no doubt if you're up above a nightclub, it'll probably reflect in the price of the house when it goes on the market. But I'm like Peter, that if they buy the house, then they can't come back to the council and complain about the noise. I represent Dalkeith. They would come to my surgery. But I would go along with what's been said that we're going to have.
Bob?
Yes, I would go on with that too. It is in the second floor, it's higher than previous applicant. What I was struck was when you stop and actually, as we were made to do, is to stop and look up at the building. What a nice building it is. It would be nice to see it given a future. At least therefore I'd be minded to grant as well.
But with this condition about, if anybody complains about noise, it's a condition that we grant this permission to be turned into flats. You cannot complain. Yeah. Ian?
I don't think you can do that, Chair, because I mean it might not be the noise for the nightclub or anything, it could be noise for somewhere else. I mean, I think that I understand what Councillor Devine's saying, but I mean, I don't know, you could put a condition on about never being able to complain about noise. I mean, yeah. If you actually buy the place, you look at what it's doing the stairs, you would see that Peppermint Park's there, so you would have a rough idea there'd be noise at some stage. Yeah? So I don't know if you can put that as a condition, maybe take advice.
Just to confirm, Chair, now you can't put a condition on to stop someone complaining. You'd like to think that someone who's potentially purchasing or occupying the flat will be aware that there's a nightclub in that situation. So in purchasing or moving into a flat, they're fully aware of what they're embarking in. I suppose it's just informally making sure that the applicant is quite open about its position in relation to the nightclub, but you can't put a planning condition on stopping someone complaining about it.
Thanks, Chair. Yeah, my concern wouldn't be so much for the owner. When the owner comes to buy the premises, they would see there's a nightclub downstairs and will probably be aware of the issue. It'd be more for the tenants, because I think it'd be likely that somebody would buy it knowing that they're going to get maybe a discount because of the noise issue, and then they'll let it out to somebody. And it might be people who don't really have much of a choice of where they live, and they're stuck with it, and that would be the issue for me. But against that, it is on the second floor, not the first floor. If the noise is sufficient to disturb somebody on the second floor of that building, then it's probably going to be enough to disturb quite a few of the other neighbours in the area. So I'm minded to consider that the noise will not be a major issue, and I would probably would support it on that basis.
Yeah, the reason I raised the issue of the sound, Councillor Montgomery, is that really the first time the planners turned it down on one of those conditions. So I really tried to protect our position as Midlothian Council.
Okay, you heard what Peter said regarding that. So I don't think we can make it a condition.
Yeah, Chair, just to confirm, you can't make a condition that someone can't complain, but as Councillor Devine said, that we previously granted permission for another flat but received quite a few complaints, but that was, you're right, on the first floor. And hence why that sort of led on to when the officers came to determine this application, refused it on noise grounds. It was because of that experience previously that identified that particular problem. That was a grant of permission on the first floor.
Thanks for your attendance today.
Just to confirm, that's a grant of planning permission? Yeah.